Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here again with the Sports News. Morning again, Des.
Morning, Gavin. We're going to chat with Anthony Daly about the Cork-Dublin hurling match in a moment. But the Irish rugby team to play Georgia on Saturday has been named, and scrum half Craig Casey will captain Ireland for the first time. He partners Sam Prendergast. Stuart McCluskey and Jamie Osborne will link up in midfield, and winger Tommy O'Brien makes his debut in a back three alongside Jimmy O'Brien and Jacob Stockdale. Connacht's Dara Murray makes his debut in a second row partnership alongside Cormac Isichukwu. Jack Boyle, Gus McCarthy and Thomas Clarkson start in the front row, and Ryan Baird, Nick Timoney and number 8 Gavin Coombs in the back row. There are potentially 4 further debutants though on the bench, with the Munster duo of Michael Milne and Tom Ahern, as well as the Connacht pair of Jack Ainger and scrum half Ben Murphy in line to make their first appearance. Here's the Irish coach Paul O'Connell.
You know, we're very lucky to have so many players away on the Lions Tour, which means it provides an opportunity for a lot of players, not just the starters, you know, the likes of Nick Timoney, who would have been around camp for quite some time waiting for his chance, the likes of Gavin Coombs, who's been in with us before, has been waiting for his chance, and plenty of other guys, Gus McCarthy, plenty of guys, Tom Stewart, that have been capped previously. So it's a great chance for the debutants, but it's a great chance for the guys that have been with us plenty over the last few years but haven't gotten their opportunity. And I suppose the fact that it's such a big game against such a good side makes it all the better for us. So we get to really broaden our depth now in the squad and give guys a chance to really put their hands up and see if they can challenge these Lions guys when they come back.
Now to hurling, and ahead of Saturday's All-Ireland semi-final, Cork make 3 changes for the clash with Dublin. Seamus Harnady and wing-back Cormac O'Brien are both ruled out with injury. Declan Dalton, who was injured for the latter stages of the Munster Championship, comes in for Harnady in the half-forward line. Rob Downey is at centre-back and Kieran Joyce moves to wing-back. And in the full-back line, Niall O'Leary replaces Damien Cahalan. Now, Dublin went close to beating Cork in the semi-final of 2013. The Dubs manager that day was Anthony Daly, and I asked him, how does he reflect on that game now?
I don't really look back with too many regrets. You know, we had great times. If someone told me going to Dublin that we'd win a Leinster title and win a National League, I probably wouldn't have believed you. So I don't. But it was one that we were on a roll. Remember, we'd beaten Wexford in a replay, Galway, or Kilkenny in a replay in Galway. Beat them well in the Leinster final 5 weeks in a row, and then we had 5 weeks off. But I thought we prepared really well, and I gave us a good 50-50 chance going into that game. Obviously, they'd lost the Munster final, but they'd knocked out Kilkenny. I mean, we'd beaten them in Leinster, but they'd actually knocked them out of the championship. So, in that respect, we knew we were meeting a very good team. But we hurled really well on today. There's just regret, I suppose, that we didn't get over the line and meet, ironically, Clare in the final. So, that would have been some fun. But no, we had a great team, and I suppose that was the culmination of it, really, was winning that Leinster and going so close. A fantastic atmosphere, not quite sold out like it will be Saturday, but I suppose the Cork supporters weren't travelling in as much force. No, they had a big crowd as they do now. They really seem to have captured the Cork public. So it's a great game, actually. It was a brilliant, open, free scoring game. And the second yellow card for Ryan O'Dwyer, I suppose, cost us. But we nearly hung in there, except Hoggy, who'll still be there again 12 years on, you know. He flicked the ball into the net, you know, about 5 minutes to go. That finalised the game. Cork won by 5 for a finish.
Yeah. And what about this weekend? Do you give the Dubs any chance?
I do, if they can back up what they did the last day. There's small, you know, issues always. Even in my time, was inconsistency. It was the 2 years we were fairly consistent. We're 13 and 11, you know, where most days we went out, we hurled well. This year they've started off very well, you know, got the business done, and then tailed fairly poorly against Galway and Kilkenny, but you know, got the job done in the preliminary quarter final, and then just really played out of their skin with 14 men and the 2 lads I would have had. Danny's injured, whether he'd be able to take his place on the bench, Danny Sutcliffe, and Chris Colby is the other one I had, and he's out suspended. But what a game they played against a Limerick team who maybe were a little tired and maybe a little overconfident on the day, but the Dubs could only take care of what they could take care of, and they did it with style and panache and really, you know, really look athletic. And I think Niall will do a great job with the Dubs. I just think, you know, he's an All-Ireland club behind him already, and I like his manner and the way he's going about the job. So, yeah, if they can get the best out of themselves again, they were quite unlucky in last year's quarter-final under Micheál. They missed an awful lot of frees, and I think only lost by 5 points. But, yeah, it should be a fantastic occasion. I can't wait for it on Saturday night.
Yeah, Anthony Daly there. He was telling me, Manny, that 2013 Dublin team at a funeral today right next door to Parnell Park. Phyllis Heatherton, a woman in her 90s who passed away, president of Craig Kieran. Not many women presidents of GA clubs. Her son, Kieran Heatherton, former Dublin hurler, was Daly's assistant. Her grandson, John, is playing with the Dublin hurlers against Cork at the weekend. And her granddaughter, Niamh, is playing with the Dublin ladies footballers against Cork. So big, big Dublin links in that family there.
Looking forward to all those games.
Yeah, it'll be great. To Wimbledon news, and British number one Emma Raducanu had a big one yesterday, sweeping aside the 2023 champion Markéta Vondrousova to reach the third round, where she will now meet the world number one Aryna Sabalenka. That'll be a big occasion. And in golf, big occasion just underway at Carton House in Kildare, and all eyes will be on Leona Maguire when the KPMG Women's Irish Open warms up. The Cavan woman appears to be rediscovering her form just at the right time. Although her world ranking has dropped significantly, she feels her game has been coming good in recent weeks, and Greg Allen will be keeping us up to date throughout the day on that. In soccer, the FAI Vice President John Finnegan has resigned. He cited personal and family matters for his departure. In a statement, his solicitor acknowledged an historical matter arose during his employment outside of the FAI. Meanwhile, the Women's Euros got underway last night, with host nation Switzerland losing 2-1 at home to Norway, and Finland beat Iceland 1-0. Tonight's games, which you can see on RTE, Belgium play Italy and Spain take on Portugal. In racing, Aidan O'Brien has kept the door open for Ryan Moore to ride Delacroix in the Carl Eclipse at Sandown on Saturday. He could be riding the winner, the French equivalent, Camille Pissarro, are the Derby favourite. O'Brien said last night, it's not written in stone. There is a chance Ryan could ride Delacroix. We'll see. And today's racing action, meanwhile, it's at Bellewstown and Thurles.
Des, thank you for that. And the time now, 17 minutes to 9.